got a job here for you this morning. Guy wants to go out to the Reach.
Literally in the season, isn't it?
Got himself a special exemption. Best tracker in the state.
Well, imagine that.
I can get it done.
We need to take him to town.
Then the situation's more complicated than you think. Take off your clothes.
Okay.
This would be murder.
No. I'm not killing you. I'm just gonna watch you die.
Okay, here's the deal. The new film Beyond the Reach tells a familiar story, but in a slightly different context. Michael Douglas plays a wealthy businessman who hires a tracker in the Southwest to take him into the desert to hunt big game, when he accidentally kills a man and he tries to cover it up by leaving the tracker exposed in the desert. This man-hunting man concept has been done many times before, and it usually makes a compelling story. The film has a minimalist approach with a very small cast and gorgeous but very limited locations. Douglas is decent in the film about 80% of the time. Unfortunately, during the other 20%, he's absolutely terrible. And it doesn't help that the tracker is played by Jeremy Irvine, who is a good-looking kid but hardly interesting to watch on screen. Taking an old story with some new twist is nice to see now and then, but Beyond the Reach can't resist falling into cliches too often, stopping it from being essentially a good movie throughout. Beyond the Reach gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.